This is Tim Alec from Topaz Partners. As the Scuderi engine undergoes testing and analysis in the lab, interest in the engine continues to grow. With me to answer several frequently asked questions about the design of the Scuderi engine is Scuderi Group President Sal Scuderi. Thanks for joining me again, Sal.
Great. Hi, Tim. Thanks for having me.
Now, Sal, the Scuderi engine is a split-cycle engine. For the benefit of listeners who don't know what that means, tell us how a split-cycle engine differs from a conventional engine.
Sure. Well, split-cycle engines, believe it or not, have actually been around for quite some time. In fact, the earliest that we were able to find was far back as 1914. And then since that point, different companies and different individuals tried developing split-cycle engines. But essentially what a split-cycle engine does is, per its name, split-cycle, is it separates the cycles of the conventional engine. That is to take, if you take the four strokes of intake, compression, power, and exhaust, it literally separates the high-pressure strokes of compression and power into two separate cylinders and then connects them with a transfer passage. So, in other words, you have a situation where on the intake of the engine, one cylinder does intake and compression. That high-pressure air is then pushed through a what we call a crossover passage over to a power cylinder, where the power cylinder then does combustion and exhaust.
Sal, a frequently asked question seems to be this one. If two different cylinders are required in the Scuderi engine to do what a single cylinder can do in a four-stroke, why doesn't your engine require double the cylinders of a conventional engine?
This is probably the single biggest misunderstanding about split-cycle engines, and in particular the Scuderi split-cycle engine. There are actually the same number of cylinders in our split-cycle engine as there are in a conventional engine. And the reason for that is that a conventional engine goes through the four cycles of intake, compression, power, and exhaust. It takes two revolutions to go through those four cycles. With a split-cycle engine, it only takes a single revolution to go through those four cycles. So, in other words, like a two-stroke engine, it fires every single revolution. And to match the firing strokes of a split-cycle engine, you need two of the piston-cylinder arrangements of a conventional engine. So, in other words, a four-cylinder engine that's a split-cycle design will still have only four cylinders, not eight cylinders. The four cylinders, however, will have two that are always dedicated to intake and compression, and then two always dedicated to power and exhaust. In a conventional four-stroke engine, each cylinder has to do all four strokes. But when you analyze it, a four-cylinder conventional engine and a four-cylinder split-cycle engine go through the exact same number of intake, compression, power, and exhaust strokes. So the engines have the same number of components, and they look almost identical.
I'm glad you brought up the analogy with the two-stroke, because another common misperception or comment is that, well, the Scuderi engine just seems to be a glorified two-stroke engine. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Certainly. The difference between a Scuderi engine and a two-stroke engine is that the Scuderi engine is really a four-stroke engine. However, half of the engine, the power side, actually acts like a two-stroke, so that's why you have some confusion about the Scuderi engine simply being a stroke engine. The power side is very similar to a two-stroke, but with the combination of the compression cylinder and the power cylinder forming this split-cycle arrangement, you have the performance of a four-cylinder in terms of its how clean it burns, how reliable it is, but you have the power strokes of a two-stroke.
When we hear about the Scuderi engine, we often hear that it fires after top dead center. Can you describe what that means?
Yes. In a conventional engine, and in fact, this is probably one of the single biggest breakthroughs of our split-cycle engine. I had mentioned earlier that there had been other split-cycle engines previously, and none of them fired after top dead center. They all fired before top dead center, like a conventional engine. And that is, in a conventional engine, combustion starts when the piston is actually on its way up in the compression stroke. Combustion begins, the piston then compresses into the combustion process, building up a lot of pressure, getting to top dead center, and then it comes down with a lot of pressure on its power stroke. Our engine literally fires after top dead center when the piston is on its downward motion in the power stroke. The reason we're actually able to do this, and it has been tried in other engines unsuccessfully, the reason we're able to do this is because we use a combination of high pressure air going into the power cylinder, a very turbulent mixing process between the fuel and the air, and then we leave the valves open as long as possible to continue feeding the combustion process, which results in a very fast flame speed, and consequently we're able to initiate combustion successfully after top dead center.
I've been speaking with Scuderi Group President Sal Scuderi about some common questions pertaining to the Scuderi engine. Thanks again, Sal.
Thank you very much, Tim.